4 months into her tenure as the Illinois State women's head basketball coach, Kristen Gillespie has been a whirling dervish. She's been scouring the Midwest, recruiting talented high school and junior college players. On campus, she's still becoming acquainted with the personalities and abilities of the players she inherited. And she's learning the quirks of a brand new town and university. She stopped by for a breather with GLT's John Norton to talk about her new position at ISU. She says the move from her previous coaching job at Division II Lewis College in Romeoville, Illinois, is more than just a step up the coaching ladder.
I think it's just a great job. When you look at women's basketball jobs in the state of Illinois, I think this is a elite level. We have unbelievable support from President Dietz down. Great community support, and I think that's what separates Illinois State from some of the other universities in Illinois, is that unique community backing. You know, people really have a vested interest in women's basketball. I know the past couple years the product may not have been where it once was, but I think if you can put a better product on the floor, I think it creates a lot of excitement and a great atmosphere that will attract really good recruits.
When you came here, or when you saw tape or whatever, what did you see?
From a basketball standpoint?
From a basketball standpoint and from an attitude standpoint, maybe.
You know, I think they're, we've really worked since I got here mid-April of changing the culture of our program. You know, I think sometimes when a group doesn't have a lot of success, that becomes kind of the standard, you know. So we're really trying to raise expectations just of work ethic, habits, you know, what is being demanded, whether it's from a academic standpoint or a training standpoint. You know, we just know that if things are going to change, it is going to change with the group we have right now. Yes, we are going to bring in recruits, but it has to change immediately with the young women on our team.
So you're about, what, 4 or 5 months in now?
About 4 months. It feels like about 4 days. It's gone by really – we were just talking. I can't believe it's already August. The time has flown by. I've enjoyed every minute of it. It's just sometimes you wish time would slow down, that you'd have a little bit more time.
Well, compared to then, you've hinted that players might have been a little bit down 4 or 5 months ago, and they had a certain kind of attitude over the last 3 years that expectations aren't maybe what they should have been, or they feed into that after a while. What is it now, 4 months later?
You know, I think they understand what it's going to take to kind of change the ship. Our staff really tries to approach every day with a tremendous amount of passion and enthusiasm. And I think that becomes contagious. You know, I've seen a shift just in the overall, you know, attitude and effort level. But I think it starts from the top down, that every single day, you know, it is our staff's responsibility to kind of set that tone so they can follow our lead. And you've definitely, you know, I know as a head coach, I have seen a change in just a lot of those behaviors. Now, are we where we need to be? No, but I'm hoping by, you know, November 11th, that first game, will have even taken bigger strides.
You've played Division I basketball. You were an assistant coach for Division mm-hmm. I basketball, so this isn't totally new territory for you. But as a head coach, has there been any challenges that you have run into already coming up from Division II?
No, not at all. Nothing? I think, you know, coaching is coaching. It's about motivating your players. It's about building relationships. That's really big with our program. So, you know, I don't think it matters what level you are. It comes down to can you teach the game? Can you relate to your players? Can you attract better talent into your program? And I was really fortunate. I hired a great staff, and they've done a tremendous job these past couple of months of doing those three key things.
As a Division I coach, you have access to better players, I would think, than, you know, Lewis is a good program, but still.
Yes, it's been very enjoyable watching the best of the best this summer, you know, of the AAU games. We just got off the road. We were on the road for about 20 days this summer. Recruiting is going really well. You know, we have two commitments already. We're trying to wrap up the 2018 class in the next month. And, you know, we're bringing in players that will play immediately and impact our program.
Well, what is the perception of parents, coaches on the AAU or even high school and the kids themselves? What's their impression of Illinois State women's basketball right now?
You know, they know it's that we're in a rebuilding process, but it's amazing that it's such a well-known school. Everyone that we've really focused on the Midwest, you know, just the surrounding states, Illinois. Everyone knows someone that went to Illinois State, or they have a friend from school, so they hear really positive things just about the overall, you know, college life here. Once we get them to campus, they are blown away just how, number one, how beautiful campus is, the support we have. Everyone you run into, you know, kind of has the same message of just, we're here to serve our students. I think people walk away with even a better understanding, and they're really excited about the possibility at Illinois State.
If I'm reading between the lines, putting words in your mouth a little bit, the program has been down a little bit, but you're seeing a hidden jewel here.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we've probably had 25 recruits on campus, and not one recruit has ever had one bad thing. Of course, they're not going to say it to your face, but then you follow up with AU coaches or high school coaches, and it has been the consistent message of they can't believe how special of a place with the people, with our facilities, you know, that it's only a matter of time before this thing gets back going again.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Illinois State University head women's basketball coach, Kristen Gillespie. You come from a strong coaching background. I'm sure you've talked about this quite a bit. I want to go to, and maybe you've talked about the other venues as well, but Randy Reinhardt from the Pantograph had an article when you were hired asking you about the comparison between the little girl and Remember the Titans and you. And you told him you were that girl.
Oh, gosh. I just feel so bad for my mother.
Are you blushing right now still?
Yeah, she was such a good sport putting up with me. My brother and I grew up going to every one of my father's practices. You know, I remember when I was in elementary school, my mom would pick us up from, you know, St. Mary's and take us right over to my dad's practices. I can't believe I'm saying this. I, like, ran sprints preseason. Like, I really thought I was on the team.
How old were you when you were running sprints?
Oh, like second grade. It was really embarrassing. I rode the bus. I sat on the bench. I really thought I was a part of the team. My dad's players were always, they were always so gracious and so good to me. But, you know, that was just, I was really fortunate because it was never pushed on my brother. It was just what we grew up around. And, you know, I fell in love with just the coaching aspect. You know, my grandfather was a fantastic coach. He was at one point the all-time winningest college baseball coach, you know, coached for 54 seasons. So it was just something that was always around, you know, and it was just, we were a very athletic family. It was just something that, you know, every day that was our dinner time conversations.
You know, you made me think of something. You grew up around boys and men coaching, and the coaches themselves and the players. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference coaching men versus women?
You know, I think the way you teach the game is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes the way you motivate is a little different. I think on the women's side, it is a little bit more relationship-based.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there was an interview a number of years ago with Gino at UConn, who I think it was him, it might have been someone else, who kind of said the same thing. Mm-hmm. That he would write little notes and letters to his players. He would never do that probably for a men's program, though.
No, and, you know, it's funny because one of our members of our staff happens to be my cousin, Scott Gillespie. He just came from the men's side. He was a men's Division I coach, and just listening to him compare and contrast, it is a little different. You know, you can get after him. You can push both sexes, but I think on the women's side, I think it is really important. I think our young women really value knowing that you care about them as people first. You know, if you can develop those relationships and foster them, I think, you know, with girls, I often think it is feel good, play good. With guys, I think if they play good, they feel good. So it's just kind of that balancing act.
Sure. Okay. What style of play should fans and hopefully new fans expect from the Redbirds this year?
You know, this year,
do you have the players to pull off what
you know,
really want to do?
I don't know if we have the players to pull off what we really want to do.
Well, what do you really want to do?
You know, it's going to be, it'll be interesting this year. We're going to have to get a little creative of, you know, it's not, if you look at our stats, you know, I think stats don't lie. We're not prolific scorers. So we're going to have to generate some points, some interesting ways. But, you know, I think when fans come, they will see that we do play unselfish. You know, we're going to put a premium on valuing the ball. We're going to play defense. We're going to rebound. All the effort things, that is going to be our big push for this year, making sure that we are at the top of all the effort stats of the Missouri Valley. Now, will we lead the conference in scoring? Gosh, no. You know, it is what it is. Eventually, you know, we are going to play up-tempo, you know, with the young women we're recruiting to add into what we have now. We're going to have a really strong post game inside out, but we're going to surround them with shooters, kind of trying to spread the floor, you know, and just an exciting style that fans can come in and, you know, there'll be some, you know, three shot and made, but we also have an inside presence. It's not going to be helter-skelter, but it's going to be an up-tempo, spread the floor, and put our players in a position to be successful.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
New ISU women's head basketball coach Kristen Gillespie speaking with GLT's John Norton. The Redbirds play an exhibition game in Redbird Arena November 1st against Eureka College before officially opening the season with a road game at Oakland in Rochester, Michigan.